And now, the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Only about a 45 degree difference in our temperatures, Adam.
Yes, is that all? But then, if you mention New York or Boston, then you have to go another 15, 20 degrees in that direction. I mean, it's extraordinary what they're having over there. So we're feeling balmy in comparison.
Yeah, balmy at 3, that's sure. Tell me about this 18-year-old who's been banned from buying acid. I would have thought everyone was banned from buying acid.
Well, interesting, but it's where the acid is, of course. It's partly how you define acid sales, yes, but this is for all under 18s. So DIY stores and supermarkets have signed up to this voluntary code. The government might essentially make it compulsory at some stage, but they've touted a voluntary ban, and a number of stores and supermarkets have today said, yep, they'll do that. So we're talking things like drain cleaners and limescale removers and paint strippers, all containing some nasty substances. I mean, in a lot of cases, necessary nasty substances to do the job they do. But the problem is that we've seen this radical rise in acid attacks, or paint stripper, limescale remover, drain cleaner attacks, that sort of stuff. And it's extraordinary that 5 years ago there were 200 attacks or so, in fact fewer than that. Last year there were over 500, and most famously a man who threw acid in a packed nightclub in East London where an Australian model was injured, and he got jailed for 20 years. So there's a problem here. It's being used by gangs, it's being used by underage gangs, and at least, I suppose, banning it to the under-18s means maybe they'll save a few nasty scars in the future.
Gender equal pay rates. There is a move in the UK that actually name companies who don't pay their female and male employees the same pay.
Exactly that. Although, to be honest, it's illegal to have a man and woman doing the same job and be paid differently. So what they're really looking at here is the overall number of men and women in medium to large size companies. You couldn't possibly apply it to small companies. But in a rare moment of forward thinking, the UK government has set a deadline of April for all medium to large organisations to reveal their pay rates. And three large companies have come forward over the weekend, EasyJet, Virgin Money and Ladbrokes, and they have admitted there is a gap. Again, I insist, this is not about doing the same role, because you have to be paid the same money legally, but it's the number of men and women in the organisation and the fact that women are earning overall, on average, less than men. In other words, they're not getting the recruitment and promotion that perhaps men are, for whatever reason. But the fact that in some companies the gap is 52% suggests that there's an enormous gap between what men are able to achieve and what women are able to achieve. And that's the point they're getting at, is that ultimately, is that exactly fair?
Good on you, Adam. Thank you, Matt. I'll talk to you tomorrow.